Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Ha ha ha! That was the wise and talented and veteran composer, bassist, recording artist, interdisciplinary performer, producer, and educator. He's a lot, man. That's Joe Fonda with the OGJB Quartet with the tune Be Out So Cool off the 2019 CD called Bamco. This cat is an accomplished international jazz artist performing with his own ensembles throughout the United States, Canada, Europe, and Asia. Over the years, he has collaborated and performed with the likes of Anthony Braxton, Archie Shepp, Lou Donaldson, Kenny Barron, Dave Douglas, Curtis Fuller, and the great Carla Bley. And he's been fortunate to play with his heroes over the years, like the cats that are in the OGJB. That features Oliver Lake, Graham Hayes, and Barry Altschul. He talked about that recently with Neon Jazz. Have a listen.
I guess you do it with great humility and great appreciation for the fact that it can happen and that you, as the individual who's standing there looking at this situation, saying, wow, these guys were my mentors, and now I'm here with them, you realize, man, I guess I did the work in order to arrive at this very place.
Along with jazz work all over the proverbial map, Joe has released 12-plus albums under his own name, and these days he's touring extensively with the Fonda Stevens Group, Conference Call, the Fab Trio, the New Band, and Bottoms. It's nonstop for this very innovative jazz soul. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of innovative jazz cats, from Dominique Sanders to Bob Bowman, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. We're laying down the baseline in a real deep way, kids. So in that vein of Joe teaming up with talented jazz innovators, here he is in 2019 off the CD called Four with pianist and composer Satoko Fuji with the song Painted by Moonlight. And as we get into it, we had to ask Joe about his lifelong home of New York. This is what he had to say.
That's probably the biggest gift that New York has to offer. As difficult as life is here, and it gets more difficult, there's still young people, generation after generation of young people coming here and making something happen.
Toko Fuji. I'm a Japanese jazz piano player. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the legendary trumpeter, multi-instrumentalist, composer, and improviser from Mississippi, Wadada Leo Smith, joined by Angelica Sanchez with the 2013 song Cones of Chrome off their CD called Twine Forest. So his musical life began in high school concert and marching bands, and he quickly became involved with the Delta Blues and other musical traditions. He got his formal education from his stepfather, who was a composer, guitarist, and one of the pioneers of electric guitar and Delta Blues, Alex Little Bill Wallace. That has led to 5+ decades of pure innovation for him. And Joe talked about the honor of being able to play with Wadada.
It was priceless. I mean, you're in the presence of a master and a musical genius. And Leo is Wadada is a very giving individual. So he was very generous. I mean, his music is a universe and language all in and of itself. So
we move into a Bulgarian composer, arranger, and jazz pianist, Milcho Lviv, who we lost recently on October 12, 2019, at the age of 81. He was a major jazz force, and we will always remember the tunes that he left behind, and this particular one is Waltz for Maurice off the 2011 CD Music for Big Band and Symphony Orchestra. It's remastered, so dig it and rest well.
Nikola Banko. I'm 20 years old, saxophonist and composer, born in Slovakia. Right now I'm based in Denmark, where I'm studying at the Royal Academy of Music and listening to Neon Jazz out of Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
That was 20-year-old alto saxophonist and composer Nikola Benkov, straight out of Denmark with his tune Mind Bubble off the 2019 CD called Bright Future. This cat is pushing the boundaries of his instrument, and this debut album is his definitive statement, merging inspiring and catchy melodies with a refreshingly original sound. The album features world-renowned tenor saxophonist Seamus Blake, and with an album title like that, there is undoubtedly going to be much, much more to come. One of the big influences very early on was a classic Sonny Rollins tune, St. Thomas, and as we get into it, have a listen to Nikola explain.
I was like 14 years old or 14 when I first heard Sonny Rollins play St. Thomas, and I just really liked it. I watched the video and they were having so much fun, smiling all the time. I was enjoying it and I wanted to be like them and to enjoy the music.
We'll be right back. amateur jazz musician, and Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
Thank you.
That was multi-talented and internationally famous jazz legend, a composer, arranger, lyricist, producer, and tenor saxophonist, Mr. Benny Golson, joined by the likes of Lee Morgan and Art Blakey with one of his standards, the classic I Remember Clifford. And we were fortunate to have Benny in town in Kansas City in mid-October 2019, and he talked about Clifford and the song. Have a listen.
But I remember I was in Copenhagen, Denmark, and I was on my way into the club, but there was a musician standing there waiting for me, and he said, "Do you have a minute?" I said, "Sure." And he told me that his wife had died a couple of weeks before, and they played I Remember Clifford. And then he went into great detail, and you know what? Both of us stood outside of the club crying. That's how deep it got. I wonder what would have happened if Clifford Brown hadn't been killed. We can only imagine by all the wonderful things that he left behind. Until this very day, I miss Clifford Brown and I remember Clifford.
When this Philadelphia strong legend was in Kansas City, he was always the coolest cat in the room. And during his October 11, 2019 appearance with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra, at the age of 90, he could still take on the room and hit that horn like a youngster. Have a listen. Good stuff. A great night of music by all. From English bandleader and violinist Bert Ambrose leading his famous orchestra in the 1930s, this is the tune Hide and Seek as the game continues here on the show.
Thank you. is guitarist Joshua Breakstone. You're listening to Children of Art, my most recent recording on Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was veteran jazz cat Joshua Breakstone with his take on the breakthrough off the 2019 CD, The Children of Art, a tribute to Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, an album made up of compositions written by members of that hallowed band. Hundreds of great musicians were a part of this group over a 60-year tenure, and man, these guys could create. We caught up with Joshua about this album, and this is what he had to say about it.
Looking at those great players, not just as sidemen, or later they would become leaders in their own right, but as composers. And that's what was most interesting about this project for me, is taking a look at the writing of each one of these individuals.
And our final cut on this hour of music is from a good friend of the show, Michigan strong trombonist Michael Deese, with his tune I Wish I Knew off the 2019 CD Never More Here. And we have a bit more to say here. We thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cool broadcasting cap with one more proverbial thing to say. The Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yo, Joey!
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here, and we dig you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.